What up, what up?
Not a whole lot. What's up with you, buddy?
Nothing much, man. It's a beautiful morning.
Sun is out. It is a beautiful morning.
Sun is out. Let's do it. Let's do the damn thing. Ladies and gentlemen.
Very optimistic.
This is from Venus.
Woo!
Here we are, back again.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good.
The headphones are shoddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
Do you not hear yourself?
Not really, but
jiggle
it's okay.
The thingy.
I think it's just my wires a little. I love technology.
It's terrible.
I love being 80 and saying I love technology.
It never does us right. So we got a good playlist for these guys this week.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I just want to say, because last week was International Women's Day.
Yeah, we missed it.
We can always, hello.
You know
and
what?
Happy International
happy
Women's
International
Day.
Happy International Women's
belated.
Day.
Happy birthday to women.
Happy birthday to all women everywhere. Exactly. Yeah, International Women's Day. I actually got a couple, like, happy International Women's Days from people. Like, my one friend, she went to tutorial, and her tutorial leader said that to her, and she was like,
That's
thanks,
cute.
Man. My dad sent me a little text. It was super sweet.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
The only person who gave me a happy Women's Day was
Instagram.
Evan Lanzaris.
Evan, no.
Shout
big,
out to Evan
big,
Lanzaris.
Big shout out to Evan Lanzaris for saying happy Women's Day. That
he
was
said,
so sweet, man.
He sent us a picture of the Hulk that said, Hulk smash sexism.
That's what we love. It's the content that we need.
And content that we love. Thank you, Evan. You are loved and appreciated.
We love you, Evan.
Thank you, women. You are loved and appreciated.
All women everywhere.
Every woman that's ever existed is loved and appreciated.
So much love today. So let's start off.
Okay. Yeah. It's a gorgeous morning.
Beautiful.
Let's get some. I feel like we have like mostly pretty upbeat stuff today.
No. Yeah. I don't think I put one sad song on there.
I don't think I did either.
Good for us.
It's, yeah.
Us getting out of our emo stage.
It's when the sun comes out.
And
we're just suddenly.
I don't look like I'm happy.
No. I'm the one.
Yeah, you look cheerful.
I'm not wearing any
for
black
the people
today.
That obviously like no one sees us in the studio. Steffi's wearing a cute little red sweater,
I
some
am.
Jeans.
You told me to keep it, so I kept it.
Looks good.
I do enjoy
looks
it.
Looks good, man.
Thank
I,
you.
On the other hand, am wearing all black.
Yeah.
I'm happy though. Don't be fooled. Feeling good.
Yeah, that's what's important.
Exactly.
Good attitude. The first song we're going to be playing today is by an artist called Pixie Lott. The song is called Mama Do.
Mama Do.
In brackets. Uh oh.
What did Mama do?
This came out. Okay, I know. And this came out in 2009.
Okay.
She's a UK artist, and the only reason I know it came out in 2009 is because whenever like my family goes to visit like our grandparents in Greece in the summer,
mm-hmm.
There's like one music channel, like a Much Music type thing.
Stop.
But it plays
that
the
plays
same,
like English music,
and it plays the same 10 songs.
Yes.
But it mostly plays like UK top 10.
That's
like,
kind of our entire show. Everyone is from the UK.
No, literally. But
every good artist.
I just remembered they would always play. Like I know it came out in 2009. I also know the song Paranoid by the Jonas Brothers came out in 2009.
We love
because
them.
This song Mama Do by Pixie Lott would always play. Paranoid by the Jonas Brothers would always play. Decode by Paramore.
Yes.
It was like basically like. Five songs that would just play over and over.
That was the
so
golden
me and my
year.
Cousin got obsessed with this
the
song.
The golden year for music.
Yeah.
2009.
No, honestly. But it's still a great song. So I wanted to broadcast it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Play it for the audience here.
Okay, here we go. This is Pixie Lott, Mama Do. Hello, we are back.
That was so 2009.
That was really
2009. That was very
2009.
It was good, though.
Yeah.
I was grooving to
I
it.
I thought it was a good song. It was very 2009. I felt like I was in 2009 again, though. Like,
no,
straight up 2009.
My side
like,
bangs
Britpop.
Just came out.
Oh, boy.
They just came right out.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, it's so gorgeous that we're not freezing and the window's open.
I know.
How beautiful.
Love that for us.
Love that for us. Next up, we have a phenomenal. I need to have a better adjective for that. Spectacular.
You really do. Thank
stupendous.
You. Great.
Incredible.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Love it.
Always. With two V's, Alvavays.
I can't read it always. I always just think
always.
It's Alvays. Alvays.
Alvays.
You're saying it with an accent, you know?
You know what?
Like, why are there two
they're,
V's? Do you know why there's two V's? I don't understand.
It's a style choice.
Okay.
Same with that band Waves. Two V's. Wave of
Weird. Just mm-hmm. put a, like, okay.
It's a longer W. Maybe
sure.
you have to emphasize the W. Always.
Sure.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so.
This is a Toronto-based indie band consisting of lead.
I did not know that.
Yeah, did you not know they're from Toronto, man?
I did not.
Heck yeah. Toronto. Repping the big six. Ew. Can't believe I said that.
I'm really upset.
I'm upset with myself. So yeah, Toronto-based indie band consisting of lead vocalist Molly Rankin, Carrie McLellan on keyboards, Alex O'Hanley on guitar, Brian Murphy on bass, and Phil McIsaac on drums. They've toured with bands like Peter Bjorn and John, who we all know and love.
Mm-hmm.
You know them, right?
Nope.
Yeah, young folks.
No.
That one song?
Maybe.
We don't care about
the Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Duh, hello. It's literally in every single coming-of-age indie movie ever made. So, yeah, their demo, Adult Diversion, gained popularity because of their single, Archie, Marry Me, which is a song that most people would know by
them. I do know that one.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal song. I mean, incredible, amazing,
Thank
spectacular.
Thank you for changing your adjective. Love that.
To finish the demo and turn it into a full album, Rankin would take day trips to Toronto Islands and work in the isolation of an abandoned school room.
Can we go? That sounds like a good
Which
time.
Sounds super awesome.
That sounds indie.
Yeah, their sound is super dreamy and fun. And a couple friends of mine have actually met Molly Rankin before, and they've said that she's super nice, which is also a plus.
Love that.
We love,
kindness.
Kind artists, yeah. Kind people in general. Love that. So the song we have is Next of Kin. This is definitely my favorite. Yeah, it's just super funky, super fresh. So I hope you guys like it. Here it is, Next of Kin. Don't talk to me. We got in a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, to the five listeners we have. Stephanie just started watching Game of Thrones. And by just started watching, she binged two seasons in like 2 days.
I watched over 20 hours of it in less than 2 days.
I'm on season 5, so no spoilers, please.
No spoilies. Who's gonna? No one can talk to us right now.
Nobody.
How are we gonna get spoilers?
Well, I'm just saying, if someone texts us a spoiler, they better not.
Okay. I'll fight them.
So Emilia Clarke, who plays Khaleesi, we are having an argument because Stephanie thinks it's pronounced Daenerys.
I am not saying Daenerys.
You say it.
I'm saying Daenerys.
Whatever.
Not Daenerys.
That's what you were saying.
No, I was not Daenerys.
You were saying Eos, and that's wrong.
I'm not saying
it's Daenerys.
Daenerys.
Say it again.
I am saying Daenerys.
There's no Eos at the end.
Rosalie. No,
but
we
listen to every single cast member pronounce her name,
and
I'm so right. And it's like Stephanie doesn't hear it. She's wrong.
You're not right.
You're wrong.
She is saying Daenerys.
It's
You're
not,
saying
there's
Daenerys.
No, there's
not
no
Daenerys.
Yes at the end. It might be spelt that way, but that's not how it's pronounced. I'm not listening to you talk anymore. To any of the listeners that we have, who is right? Say it again, Stephanie.
Say it right?
No, say it wrong. Say it the way that you've been saying it, which is
you
incorrect.
Think I'm saying it differently than I'm saying it.
No, I have ears. I know how to listen. Say it.
You're saying
No, I want you
what
to say
you're
it.
Repeating?
I want you to say it on air, and then we're going to have our three friends that are listening text us back and tell us
Here
who's right.
Here is how you pronounce it.
No, wrong.
Here is how you pronounce it. Daenerys.
There's no E-S.
Daenerys. Do you want me to slow it down? Daenerys.
Okay, that's it. That's your opinion. My correct actual way that to pronounce it, anyone look up any video, it's Daenerys.
We just looked up a video. I'm going to play her.
Play it out loud. I can't wait for everyone to hear that you're wrong.
Here's the video of her saying it slowly.
It's saying it slow motion.
Turn this up.
Okay, it's up.
I am Emilia Clarke, and I play Daenerys.
Daenerys. There's
Daenerys.
No E-S.
Oh my
There's no,
God.
We're not talking about this anymore. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to punch a hole in the drywall. I'm wearing the correct outfit for it. Do you want to introduce the next song before I explode?
No, I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Okay, we're not talking about this anymore. We're not talking about this anymore.
Daenerys.
Nope.
Daenerys.
Wrong.
There's a Y. Do
yes,
you know how
there
to
is
speak
a Y.
English?
There is a Y. First of all, that's not English. Dothraki.
That's not Dothraki. Daenerys
what is
not
it?
Dothraki.
Khaleesi's Dothraki.
Yep, not she became
means
Dothraki.
Queen. No, but I'm saying, what's her actual
Khaleesi?
But no, yeah, but no, but what's her like origin in Game of Thrones?
Stormborn.
Stormborn?
Yeah.
Okay.
From House Targaryen.
Yeah, with her stupid brother.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not talking about that. Music, I guess, before we start fighting in the studio.
Yeah, okay. So the next song we're going to be playing is a song by somebody I love, and we've talked
you
about
You do
her.
Love her.
I do love her. We've talked about her before, so I'm not going to go into, like, a lot of detail. She's great. Sky Ferreira. Also, Evan, you
Oh,
are,
Evan.
No, yeah,
Evan,
he's not right.
I want to give you the biggest kiss.
I
am right.
I have watched over 20 hours of it.
Wow, I've watched 5 seasons of it.
Yeah, and you haven't watched it anytime recently because I've said things and you're like, I don't remember
I just,
that happening.
We just played a video. Okay, we're not getting into this. We just played a video on air and everybody heard that I was correct.
No, she's saying it how I'm saying it.
No, she's not.
I have watched over 20 hours of it in the last 4 days.
We're going to cancel the show.
No.
Guys, we need to leave. We have to go to the parking lot and have a brawl.
More recently than
wrong.
You.
Wrong. Absolutely incorrect.
No, that's literally not a fact.
I'm going to call Emilia Clarke herself. I'm going to tell her to tell you that you're wrong because you are.
She sang it exactly how I'm saying.
We're not playing it again. Stephanie, okay. I need you to play the next song. I can't do this anymore.
Sky Ferreira. Or, sorry, am I pronouncing her name incorrectly too?
Stephanie.
<I'm> sorry.
Hop off.
So, Sky Ferreira.
I always think of Ferrero Rocher when I hear her name.
Sky Ferrero Rocher. Collab of the Century.
That'd be delicious. Yeah. Would love.
She's super cool. She's young. She hasn't released any new music recently since her first album because she's been focusing on acting. Really need her to. She's said that she's going to, but the sooner the better. Also, Evan, how dare you say me and Ryan are the same? That is, oh my God, Evan, you should be present when me and Ryan are arguing. It's just,
that would be disgusting. I don't ever want to see that in my life.
Oh God.
For the people that don't know, Stephanie is dating a man named Ryan, and they are both the exact same person.
We are not the exact same person.
You guys are both so hard-headed.
Why am I insulted by that?
You guys are both so hard-headed in your arguments.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
So we never get anywhere.
You just, it's like a wall-to-wall fight.
Yeah. Maybe we should go to therapy.
Don't say
therapy. Hey, Ryan, if you're listening, I've registered us for couples therapy.
Oh, my goodness.
Our therapist is Rosalie.
Oh, my God.
Here is Boys by Sky Ferreira.
Sky Ferreira Rocher.
Sky Ferreira Rocher. Love some chocolate.
Exactly. Always. Boys, they're dime a dozen. Boys, they
ain't doing nothing for me anyway. I love music that sounds like it comes from, like, 90s pop.
Sky Ferreira Rocher.
Sky Ferreira Rocher.
Ladies and
what
gents.
What a queen.
She was the one who knew Michael Jackson in her youth, was she not?
Yeah, she was her...
Freaking insane.
Grandma, aunt, I don't know, someone related to her was, like, his, like, housekeeper, but they were really close.
Insane.
Yeah,
crazy. What's your opinion on the whole...
I don't know enough about it, please don't ask me.
No, but, like, the fact that they're resurfacing all of it.
I don't know. Like, I haven't seen the documentary, and I don't know enough about it. But
I've only been hearing that they're talking about it, and I'm kind of just like, man, it's... The guy's been dead for so long.
I read about, like... Like, I didn't know any of this stuff when I, like, when I was younger and we were in school. It was always just, like, a, like, sort of urban legend that, like...
That him and Macaulay Culkin had, like, a weird thing.
No, I didn't even know that, but I just... I knew, it was, yeah. Like, he likes little boys. Like, it was just, like, a joke people made.
Mm-hmm.
Which, shouldn't joke about that. But it was like, when I was in literally grade two or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, reading up on some of it, and there's just some, like, sketchy stuff. Like, he paid off, like, one of the ones that wasn't, like, heavily publicized.
Yeah.
Or, like, it just was... Not like there was a lot of credibility to it that like
no for sure it looked sketchy but at the same time okay me and my roommates were talking about this I personally and we all came to like the same consensus that it's just because in my opinion I think his dad really never gave him a childhood so I truly believe that the reason he hung out with little kids all the time is because he wanted to feel like what it was like to be a kid.
Absolutely.
Because he never felt that.
What I thought too, and I understood that. But reading
that, I understand. But at the same time, there's two sides to every story, right?
Yeah, and like that's I never thought that was weird until I actually like looked up the allegations that I didn't know about, like the not very publicized ones.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's a little too much.
Yeah, but you can kind of read into anything.
No, like it's I'll show you later.
Really?
We're not gonna get
political. Is it that bad?
It's they paid off a family. Like they settled outside court. And this wasn't even like one where like they reported it to like paparazzi and stuff like
that
no they
not
did not
good.
Yeah
well
yeah and it was like a credible kid like he told a psychiatrist like he didn't even go like telling like oh news or anything so
you know what I still love MJ his music
I can't
slaps
I don't know
his
I feel weird
is,
saying that now because
I don't know I guess
I've always been that person that even
Evan
with, like,
is saying MJ is innocent I honestly think he is too
I honestly don't know
I think he is
I don't know I don't want to get into it but like I can't
in
be,
a perfect world he would
I'd
be
a hypocrite if I was like oh I don't care what they did in their past because like even with like XX like I was like, no.
Well, the whole R. Kelly thing.
You're
that's,
giving him money.
That's
by
like the reason
music.
That I'm. It wasn't that not the reason that MJ's case was open. It's because R. Kelly had his entire life blow up because of his disgusting shenanigans.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So, I don't know. I can't be like, obviously, there's no like confirmed guilty or not guilty. Like, because in court, well, regarding one or two cases, it was like seen as not guilty, but that's only regarding two of like. Many cases that weren't even like
I just remember my roommate was saying Rayshon he was actually saying that the FBI was on MJ's case for like years and years and they never really got anything like exact
no yeah there's no like I think that was the thing like for the cases that went to court there was no like hard evidence
Mm-mm.
It was only like word of mouth
I don't know
But I don't know.
I love MJ. If he did that, that's shady and really bad. But at the same time,
I know, like, radio stations are starting to pull his music. I just wish we had, like, a fact, because I don't, like, if somebody did something terrible like that, like, anything, like, regarding, like, abuse or anything like that, I'm not going to listen to their music and, like, give their estate money. But yeah. I don't know. And I mean, I'm having a conflict.
John Lennon was also
horrible. Lennon was terrible.
So was Morrissey.
I don't know.
Morrissey?
I don't know if there's any abuse with Morrissey.
He's just, like, a shitty dude.
Oh, yeah, he's terrible. But I'm not going to... I don't need to stop listening to someone's music because they're a bad person, but unless they start, like, doing illegal things.
No, for sure.
Like, well, okay. Maybe not all illegal things.
This is, like, very, abuse, very... This getting, is gray area here. Boy. This is a lot of gray
Look,
area.
If you're abusing someone, I'm not going to listen to your music. Sean Lennon.
I was going to... Okay, listen. You're going to tell me that you're not going to listen to Drive My Car by the Beatles anymore? Yeah.
Okay,
that's a lie.
It's also hard when they're in a group because you're like, so many people put effort into this big thing. Yeah, like, that's why I don't agree with, like, people pulling, like, and, like, not wanting to see Bohemian Rhapsody, because so many people worked on that.
Why do people not want to see Bohemian Rhapsody?
Because the director, the first director, was fired because of abuse allegations.
Then someone else stepped in.
There's so many people working on that film. It's not like it's just him.
I don't like it when things are tainted because of someone's name. It's so stupid. It's
Morrissey was just. Bad deal. Like, he was just so weird and, like, oh man.
Do your Morrissey impression for everyone on air.
Oh wait, do you want me to just go get him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
Let me go. Hello. I'm Morrissey.
It's so nice to have you on the show, Morrissey.
I hope there's no meat in the building.
Oh my goodness.
Goodbye.
That was terrible. I loved it.
That's so mean.
I love it.
Morrissey, you're gonna slander Morrissey right into his face.
Sorry, buddy.
I mean, honestly, yeah, I would.
Okay, man.
Bad dude. Weird guy.
Weird freaking dude.
Anyway, music.
Music. So what's next? We have Best Coast. We have a song, When I'm With You, which is super, super fun. Very good summery song. Bethany Constantino is the one woman behind Best Coast, of course, with bandmate Bob Bruno. They started up in 2009. Constantino gained massive online following by age of 17 for her pop tunes that she made and advertised on MySpace. That's a throwback.
Yeah.
MySpace.
That's so many artists we put on here. I'm like, oh, they got discovered on MySpace.
It's the way to do it. But she had a different alias. It was under her teen pop name, Bethany Sharaya. And then she realized that even after getting attention from major labels, that she did not want to be a part of the pop scene. And then she spent time as a member of a spacey experimental pop band called Poca Haunted.
I need to sneeze. I'm sorry. Keep talking. I'm just going to move away from the mic.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, no.
This is a sneeze ASMR.
It passed. We're good.
And then she went to further her education in New York. The band draws inspiration from 60s surf rock and punk
girl. Had me at 60s surf rock. Buddy,
wait till the next thing I say. Okay. And punk girl groups. Yep, we got it.
Love that.
They have a really fuzzy lo-fi sound. Constantino actually had a very public relationship with Nathan Williams from the band Waves, who does have a similar sound. And the two collaborated and toured together during late 2011. So, shall we?
We shall.
Ready? Here it is, When I'm With You by Best Coast.
Very much was 60s surf rock.
I know, that was fun, eh?
I am on board.
It was on my summer playlist. I always feel like songs sound better when the sun's out, and I don't know, does that make any sense?
I mean, you're...
They're happier, statistically, obviously.
Like, you're factually happier when it's sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Get that serotonin.
Serotonin, baby.
I don't know if that's right. love that good serotonin. Anyway... the next song we are going to be playing is an old boy.
Old boy.
Old boy. It is by Mae West. It's A Guy What Takes His Time.
For any of our people that have seen the movie Burlesque.
Yeah, it
phenomenal movie.
It, like, made it re-popular again.
Oh.
I mean, trying to find words.
Repopularized?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
I think maybe.
English majors out there.
Mae West was an American actress, singer, playwright, screenwriter, comedian, and sex symbol.
Badass woman.
All you need.
Yes.
Whose entertainment career spanned 7 decades and was known for her lighthearted double entendres and breezy sexual independence.
We love that. We love a sexually independent queen.
Not a common thing at the time, so people really love that.
No, for sure.
She was active in vaudeville, which of course she was, and on the stage in New York City before moving to Hollywood to become a comedian, actress, and writer.
Yes, queen.
As well as appearing on radio and television. And the American Film Institute named her 15th, come on, among the greatest female stars of classic American cinema.
Wow.
She's very, like, noticeable.
That's a huge repertoire, my God.
Wow. Wow.
Want me to do my own lesson?
No, it's okay.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. She was once asked about various efforts to impede her career, to which she replied, "I believe in censorship because I made a fortune out of it."
Wow.
Queen.
Queen.
Great.
Queen. I recently saw this video on YouTube of Cher talking about how men are not a necessity. And she was like, men are like dessert. Yeah, you don't need them. They're great, but you don't need one to live. And I lost it. I was laughing so hard. It was the same interview that she quoted. Her mom said, "Oh, when you get older, you can settle down and marry a rich man." And she goes, "Mom, I am a rich man."
Cher is
icon. We have to do an entire segment Cher episode? On just Cher.
Yes, we do, because I was gonna put one of her ABBA covers, because she released like an album entirely ABBA.
She deserves way more than that, though.
On the ABBA one, and you're like, no, entire Cher episode.
We have to do. Yeah, like, she has so much.
Yeah.
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 Sweet dreams.
I think my Morrissey's better.
It is. Yeah. I can't do
that. Was, you know,
I can't
you'll
do
work
a Cher.
On it. You'll work
I'll work
on
it.
And you'll get confident.
By next episode, by next week, I'll have my Cher impression down so hard, they're going to think we're doing an interview.
Okay.
Perfect.
I can't wait to see Cher next week. Here is "A Guy What Takes His Time" by the lovely Mae West.
A guy what takes his time.
Wasn't that gorgeous?
Now that was jazzy.
Okay, I only have the one ear on, so it really sounded like you were right behind me, and it was a little frightening.
No, yeah, that was jazzy.
It was jazzy.
You know what? I would love to have myself a little speakeasy bar in the house that I like actually move into when I'm old.
I'll work there.
Yeah?
Hire me.
That would be so sick.
Okay.
I'd love that.
Deal. I love making business deals.
So next up, we have an indie queen, Claro.
Mm-hmm. Gonna be honest, never heard anything about her.
Never heard of her.
Nope.
You know what? You definitely have.
I've heard of her. I just haven't heard any of her stuff.
Okay. I feel like I've played it before. Probably. Maybe you've like heard it in the background or something. She's super queet.
What?
Queet. I was going to say
pardon?
Queet. She's super cute. Okay. But then I looked at the word queen on the laptop.
Okay.
She's super cute. She's a lo-fi queen with a soft, dreamy voice, and her name is Claire Cottrell. She came into the music scene as a young teen in 2013, posting her keyboard-accompanied vocals online, YouTube predominantly. I read somewhere that her parents are both in the record business, so that's always nice.
Yeah.
if you're a musician or an actor and your parents are in the business.
Yeah.
That's fine. Her viral hit Pretty Girl gained her major popularity in 2017, and then she became even bigger from her hit Flaming Hot Cheetos in 2018.
It's an interesting song name.
Flaming Hot Cheetos, yeah. She's cute. She's funky fresh, that's for sure. Evan's saying that she's an industry plant. She kind of is.
Well, it's technically.
You know what, though? Like, it's not even... Yeah, the industry can push your music, but it's the audience that listens to it.
Yeah.
So there still has to be some talent there. She definitely had some little people to help... Not little people. She definitely
big
had
people.
Big friggin' people to help her out. But yeah, she's collaborated with artists like Mellow Fellow and Wallows.
Oh, Wallows are good.
We love Wallows. She did that new song with them, Are You Bored Yet?
I haven't.
She featured on...
Oh, maybe
it's,
I don't know.
It's their new singles that are on their new album that's coming out.
I don't think I've heard that one yet.
It's a good one.
Cool.
She was also born in 1998, which makes her 20 What's years up? Old, and that makes me sad.
Hey.
What?
People follow different paths.
That's true.
Do not compare yourself to others.
That's true.
I'm here for positivity.
That's true.
As hard as that may be to believe...
No, but yeah, I remember when I first started listening to her, I think it was just, she had like a couple EPs out, not even, just a couple singles, and she would post on her Instagram, she'd still be going to university, like she was at university, and she was like releasing songs, they were having radio play and everything, she was like signed, she was still going to school, which is pretty sick, I love that.
Respect.
She had a lot of her friends in her music videos, which is super cute also. So yeah, shall we?
We very much shall.
This is a song called Forever. It's a good one. It's really funky. It'll make you dance. Here it is.
it is. Was very groovy.
Heck yeah. It's it's good vibes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So that was Claro.
Claro.
Mm-hmm. She's a really...
very creative to add an O to the end of your name.
Maybe I should do that.
That was a good vibe, though. Rosalio.
Rosalio. It sounds like a brand of cereal.
Rosalio's. Really, that was, like, a nice, like, vibe, though.
No, yeah, of course. It's nice. Very good, like, walking around music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Super fun. All of her songs kind of have that similar sound, so if you were interested in that one, then definitely listen to her other stuff. For sure.
For sure.
Who do we have up next, man?
We have... Pat Benatar.
Evan, strap in.
Hit Me With Your Best Shot, of course.
Good one.
Just like I know everyone knows it, but it's a real good one, so I'm not going to not play it.
Of course. That's also good vibes.
Good vibes. Let's get into it. Let's get hyped. And that was Hit Me With Your Best Shot by Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar strikes again.
Oh, you keep scaring me because I keep having one headphone on.
Buddy, that's not my fault.
I know.
So next up, we have this super cool, interesting band. Well, not really. Well, I guess band. It's only one girl. Her name's Litany. Litany.
Okay.
Stage name, obviously. Litany. 25-year-old Beth Cornell from Harrogate, England, is the woman behind the dreamy sound of Litany. The Fader describes Litany as making icy pop that will make you dance and cry. And who doesn't want that?
Oh, man, I love that.
Who doesn't want
that's
that?
That's like, I feel like that's Robin. Like, have you listened to much Robin?
No.
Okay. Well, same thing. I feel like pop music that makes you want to dance and cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always a really good, healthy mix.
No, honestly, great.
Bedroom is her biggest hit at the moment off of her debut EP, 4-track. Litany is still relatively new, and I can't see what else. I can't, see if they're going to, release any, bad ones, because all the stuff they have right now is incredible. They don't have any full albums, just EPs and singles. This song was introduced to me by my cousin Emma, so shout out to her. It's a phenomenal song, amazing, incredible, spectacular, other adjectives. So let's get into it. Bedroom by Litany.
Was Bedroom by Litany.
Yeah, it's a cute song. I like it. The other songs off their EP are also really funky and fresh.
Funky and fresh.
Similar vibe. I like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very funky and fresh. Indeed. The next song we're going to be playing is Celebrity Skin by Hole.
Never heard of it.
Really?
No. Nope.
It's Courtney Love's band.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm getting up to leave.
Yeah.
Why on earth?
It's a good song.
But she killed Kurt Cobain.
Are we becoming a conspiracy show again?
It's not a conspiracy when you know it's correct.
Yeah.
And I know it's right.
Okay.
Why else? Come on.
No, I agree with you.
I'm actually going to go to the bathroom during the song. I don't really want to listen to Courtney Love's voice.
Okay. It's a good song.
I've never heard it, so we'll see.
It was the 10th single. It's 10th single
mm-hmm.
released by them. Sorry, I have to sneeze. No.
Again?
I'm going to see if I can hold it. Yeah. Okay. in 2011.
There she goes, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Bless you.
Thank you. NME placed it at number 126 on its list of 150 best tracks of the past 15 years.
Really?
I really, didn't want to put it on here because I'm like, man, Courtney Love, but at the same time, it's a whole band.
Of just women? We'll gauge it. How many women are on the band means how much we're gonna actually play it.
I'm seeing here, fun fact, it plays during the end credits of Captain Marvel, which
the,
I'm gonna see
that
this
just
weekend.
Came out?
Yeah, so I'm gonna see that this weekend, so I guess I'll see you there. received 2 Grammy nominations for Best Rock Song, losing to Alanis Morissette.
Honestly, who
of
wouldn't?
Course.
Duh.
And Aerosmith.
Good.
Yeah, no, that's very good. Fitting. I'm not going to argue for that one. It is a good song, but I'm not going to say it should win a Grammy either. Over other, I can't speak. Over
just,
any other of those people.
I've just seen Courtney Love in interviews and, photos of her, and it kind of just
picture,
you know what
not
I mean?
Her.
I don't know if I can. I'll do my best.
Just picture not her.
I'll really do my best. I just watched one interview from the 90s where her and Madonna got into a literal argument.
Really?
Like, on air. It was nuts. Yeah, I don't know about this one, but...
All right, well...
Let's see if you can convince me.
Let's jump into it.
All right, here we go. Celebrity Skin by the murderer of Kurt Cobain.
The band Hole. Rosalie, give me your take. Thoughts? Didn't hate it? Didn't love it?
I just... you know what? I actually was Googling during the song some fun facts, and they said if you play it backwards, you can hear Courtney Love saying, I killed Kurt Cobain.
So honestly, I'd believe it.
I don't know. It's like she rubs me the wrong way. I don't want to say anything because, you know, female artists, female empowerment, I'm not trying to judge another artist. But I personally don't really... Yeah, I know I'm cutting out.
There you go.
No.
Hello. You're good. It's... Yeah.
Do you hear me? I don't hear me. Hello.
Okay. What's happening?
I don't know. Okay. I don't like this. Okay, well, hopefully you can hear me on the other mic then. Yeah, I don't like Courtney Love. I'm sorry. It's an interesting song. I get the general, liking of it. Like, I get it.
But once you know it's Courtney Love.
Yeah, see, if you didn't tell me it was Courtney Love, I would have...
Oh, man, I should have not told you it was Courtney
Love. You
should have
not told me. I would have been like, that was cool. Yeah. But, like, the fact you told me it was Courtney Love just ruined it.
Oh, fair.
Sorry.
Honestly, very fair.
Yeah.
Can we just give a little safety shout-out to everyone going to Ezra Sunday?
Uh-oh.
Please be safe.
Guys. Here it is. Stephanie's about to go off.
Just be safe. I'm getting this information from Reddit, so... This is not the most credible thing ever. However, you know what? Reddit is pretty credible.
Would you say that?
I would say that. But 40 were in the hospital last year.
Jeez.
Nearly a 1 million tab on the backs of the city. So last year, just be safe. You know? Just be smart.
Exactly.
It's easy to be smart. Ooh. You have to try to be dumb about it. Just be smart and it's okay. Like, do not run the city out of... ambulances. That's so dumb.
I feel like, okay, this mic is driving me insane. Can I hop on yours? Wait. Okay.
Oh, there you are. Hi. Just don't move.
I'm just going to stay very still.
Just like, come on.
I don't know.
Be smart.
I kind of feel like it's very easy to just not get... Oh my gosh, what keeps happening? It's very easy to not get in trouble.
No, I know.
I don't understand
how that happens.
I've never
had any trouble not being hospitalized.
No, for sure.
For alcohol poisoning.
I've been to Ezra for the past 2...
Let's
Laurier.
Just,
okay.
Let's just try to have less than 40 people.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Year, please.
It's just like, I don't know. Like, I've been to Ezra 2 years in a row, like from first year, second year. This year, I'm
very much boycotting it.
I'm going to die. This mic is driving me insane.
Yeah, I'm just not going.
I just, here's what I want to say.
Please.
Please don't harass anybody. Please do not say inappropriate things to passersby.
Does that happen?
Have you been to Ezra?
Oh, yeah. That was a stupid question.
I've been to Ezra once.
Only one time.
Only once.
And that was enough.
And the amount of crude comments I received was the amount I would receive at, like, Phil's.
Well, I mean, any other time a woman steps out of the
confines of her own home, that ends up being that way.
Yeah, so let's just be respectful.
Exactly.
Don't be stupid.
Help each other out. If you see someone having a bad time,
ask
if they're okay.
Just, like, just be safe, please. Exactly. Please do not get hospitalized.
Exactly.
No one wants that. I promise you, no one wants that.
Exactly.
Just, it's so easy to not get to that point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
Anyway, music.
Continuing on.
Heck yeah, rock and roll, am I right?
Continuing on, this next song is called Naked by Ellie Rose. Ellie Rose is a 23-year-old singer-songwriter from South London, and this is her newest single. She has a couple singles out there on Spotify right now. But this song, Naked, is super sunny-sounding and very fun and cheeky, I like to describe it. Her newest, I just read that. She states that the song is about new love and not knowing whether the other person feels the same way you do. And haven't we all been there, ladies and gentlemen? I discovered her for myself when I found out she was dating the lead singer of The Kooks. So, Luke Pritchard, big shout-out to The Kooks, a spectacular band. The two write together and have been selling out shows in London for the past few months.
So, shall we get into it?
We shall.
Here it is, Naked by Ellie Rose.
We leave a crowded room and to your front door. Almost like Biden Grimm, not sure who wants to know.
That was Naked by Ellie Rose. That was very cute.
It's mic right now.
I know.
Okay, finally. Okay, we're now good. Just we're gonna there. Move. Yeah, super cute song. I love it. It's really good for driving when it's sunny. Are you not gonna be playing that one?
I think I'm gonna switch it up.
Skip it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Next up, we're gonna be playing a song called That Thing.
Oh, by... no, I wasn't gonna do that one either.
Oh, it's mine.
No, it's mine.
No, it's mine.
Wait, isn't PJ Harvey mine?
No, this one.
No, I know, but I was gonna do a different one of mine, but instead of that.
Oh
one.
Yeah, sure. Okay, go
yeah,
ahead.
Like in place.
That's fine.
You know what I mean?
Do whatever you want.
Oh, is it okay?
Oh, God forbid. Okay, who is Kacey Musgraves?
Okay, yeah,
I keep
let's
hearing
do that
about
one.
Her left and right, and I don't know
so
who she is.
She blew up.
She did.
Like a few weeks ago.
She really just came
I
out
don't
of nowhere.
Know why she just blew up.
I see her on Twitter all the time.
I've been listening to her. Like, this song is from her first album, mm-hmm. I think, which is like, I only knew like a few off of that one. Like, I think I have three saved from that one.
What's her genre?
Like, country pop.
Okay.
And I'm not like a country person, but
is
I adore
it more
her.
Folk or country?
Folk.
Okay.
I'll play you some more later, but I think it's definitely a lot more folk.
Compare it to another artist for me.
Yeah, I like a more folk, better Taylor Swift.
Good.
I'm
I don't
know.
Better there.
But she, okay, here's how I found her. In like 2013 or 2012 or something, whenever this was released, I think Harry Styles tweeted lyrics to the song, and I Googled what the lyrics were, and I listened to the song, and I was like, I don't like country, but this is good. And mm-hmm. I listened to the rest of it. And there's some, like, good, like, folk, you know, like, nice songs on there. And then when I saw his concert last year, she opened for him. And she was gorgeous and phenomenal.
Okay.
But, like, I still didn't know, like, anyone knew she existed. But she just, like, all of a sudden blew up. And I started seeing her everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But she deserves it. She's very talented.
I know the
and
name.
And she's been, yeah, she's been making music for so long.
Good for her.
I think this album, like, her newest one is the only one that's, like, blown up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for her, man. All right, let's give it a listen. I'm excited.
It Is What It Is by Kacey Musgraves. That was It Is What It Is by Kacey Musgraves.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Am yeah. I right, ladies?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I get a yeehaw?
That's a freaking yeehaw. Not really the biggest country fan, but
no,
I'm
not a country
I
fan
understand
at all,
this one.
But I do like her.
It was very pleasant.
It's more like, I don't know, I think her sound is more folk than like
mm-hmm.
country. She's kinda, not like twangy. She's not like stadium country.
She reminds me of a more stripped down version of the band First Aid Kit, if you've heard of them.
I've definitely heard of them.
They're what a they female duo of, I think they're sisters. They're from Stockholm. I don't know any of the songs on the top of my head.
Okay.
Emmylou. They sing that song, Emmylou. We should play it on next week's show. They're very, very cute.
You said Kacey Musgraves sounds like a combination, or sounds like Lana Del Rey and Carrie Underwood had a baby, and I think you're very...
Correct. I'm
Absolutely.
Happy. I'm happy I can make that observation. No, yeah, it was very enjoyable. The next song we have is by Hazel English. It's called That Thing. Hazel English is an Australian artist based in Oakland, California. She creates incredibly dreamy pop that I think is super captivating, and driving to her music is very nice. Her songs are described as having a timeless sun-kissed aesthetic, which is gorgeous. She's worked with Daywave, which is also another amazing band. I have to stop myself from saying phenomenal all the time. But yeah, this song was confirmed. This song was suggested to me by my Spotify weekly playlist, like the one
Shout
they make
out
for
to
you.
Spotify.
They give me some good ones. Recently, yeah. They haven't been good, so Spotify.
They give me ones.
Check
that,
your shiz
like,
out.
Usually have less than 100 plays, but they're usually good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, thanks.
Yeah, yeah, they give me some good ones.
Thanks for bumping those small artists.
That's yeah. If you look up Hazel English, she doesn't have that many listens. I want to say she has a couple
200,000.
Exactly. She's
listeners.
Not. She's not too huge, but like she's super, super cute. And That Thing is a super dreamy song. It's very, very nice to listen to. So let's get into it. That Thing by Hazel English.
Enjoyed that.
It's nice, eh?
It is.
It's just like super like, you know what I mean?
That's a good description.
Describe it to me.
That's good. I think that's correct.
That's exactly how I feel when I listen to it. It's just super like nice.
You know? Am I right?
It's like the peanut butter baby.
No, I hate peanut butter baby. I don't hate him personally. This is not a personal attack on peanut butter
it's
baby.
A personal vendetta against
it
the peanut butter
makes
baby.
Me shudder.
I like it, but that's fine.
Oh, wow.
All right. right. We have two more songs for you guys today.
We do.
We have a little bit of time. We can chat a little bit.
Let me tell you about the next one.
Please do.
So, next song is Somewhere Only We Know. Originally by Kian. This is a cover by Lily Allen.
Lily.
We love
Lily Allen. She's actually such a badass queen.
She's fantastic.
Queen with a W.
Born in London, obviously. She went to 13 schools and was expelled from multiple.
I love that.
Fun fact.
I actually love her.
And she's killing the game.
She really is. She was banned from the U.S. for a while.
Why?
I don't know. I think she said something politically.
I mean, her songs are... like,
hello? Oh, someone just started their car outside. Sorry,
some
guys.
Some of her songs are like a little vulgar, so like I get it.
For sure,
like,
but that's
I don't
like
get it, no, but
that's
I'm
like just, sick though.
No, I know.
I love
wild.
That.
Yeah, that's why she's famous. Like that's she makes good music.
I think what album is it? Oh my god, this person's car! Please get that fixed.
Also, fun fact: she was noticed by like her first vocal coach singing Wonderwall on a school playground.
No,
obviously she was singing
on a school
Wonderwall.
Playground. That's so
in London at school. She was singing Wonderwall.
That's like obviously. The most. That's the most. That, I'm just gonna finish my sentence.
No,
that's
yeah.
the most. Her one album, I think it's Not Me, It's You. And All Right. Those are their first two albums that she ever put out. So good.
Yeah.
Really well done. She's incredible.
She's a very cute little Brit.
I've never heard this cover.
Oh, you haven't?
I know the song.
This song makes me
The song
hurt.
Is very beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
I first heard it on I didn't hear
oh,
from there.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to say Glee.
No, I first heard it from that Miley Cyrus and Demi Moore movie called LOL.
Oh, no, I haven't
it's
seen
It's, like,
it.
Old. It's, like, an old rom-com, but it's, like, super cute.
Oh, boy, that sounds bad.
It was actually not bad. Like, I actually enjoyed it. It was very, like, when I was in high school, I watched
yeah.
it, and I went, nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a good song. Lily Allen's a phenomenal, I mean, I have to train myself. She's a miraculous.
Yes.
Ooh. Artist. I love her.
Yeah. This was recorded for a movie soundtrack. I don't remember what. Movie soundtrack it is.
Love her though.
It was like a cartoon, so obviously it would have made me Aww. Cry. But yeah, this is Somewhere Only We Know by the Queen Lily Allen. That was a really poor fade out. I'm sorry about that.
That was terrible. You're fired. No,
yeah.
It was very cute.
It was cute.
It sounded very like Sing Me to Bed.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that like a song you'd hear in like the winter and you would just cry a little bit?
Are you okay?
No, like in a happy way. Like you'd be like, everything is so good.
And beautiful.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
I get that.
All right.
This next song that we have, it's the last song that we're going to be playing for you guys this week. It's called Oh My God by Ida Maria. Ida Maria combines punk and pop and absolutely punches you in your face with her energy and
Love
vocals.
That.
Love her. She was born and raised in Nesna, which is a small community in Norway with a population of less than 2,000. Small.
Dang.
Small. S-M-O-L. Small.
Small. Oh, God.
She taught herself guitar despite her parents encouraging her to play piano instead, and she began playing local concerts at age 14. She left home at 16 and settled in Bergen.
Hey, where do people get money to leave home at age 16?
She was living in small cities in Norway. I don't know if it was that expensive.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, she left home at 16 and settled in Bergen, which is a city in southwest Norway. Her parents rejected her original plan of moving to South Africa, and this is where she started working on her songs with other musicians. She then moved to Stockholm, where she began making her rounds at some Swedish rock clubs.
That sounds like a good time.
I know, eh? Swedish rock clubs. That's a weird.
Oh, there's a band
I wonder.
Called like. Wait, isn't there like a band called like Swedish Rock Mafia or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
Swedish House Mafia or something like
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those Swedes.
Yeah, man.
Her debut album Fortress Round My Heart came out in late 2008, and I actually found this song in the credits of a Big Mouth episode.
Okay.
It, like, plays for 2 seconds because Netflix automatically, like, switches it right away. But it was the episode where Jessie first began her menstrual cycle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she begins being really mean to her mom, and her hormone monster's like, yes, be rude to her, lie to her for no damn reason. No, phenomenal show. Big Mouth is hilarious.
So accurate.
Yeah, but this song seriously kicks ass. So let's get into it. The song's called Oh My God by Ida Maria. Thank you for listening to another episode of...
From Venus.
From Venus. We'll see you next
week. Same place, same time.
See you then.